Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As always, lots to talk about tonight. Going to start out, I think, with a positive story about the airports.
I'm all for that.
Now, the airports are a scary place. They're much scarier than they used to be, thanks to an increased presence by your loving federal government in the form of the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration. And as Mark pointed out, on Saturday night, the TSA, they're pretty much miserable at catching all things bomb-related and weapon-related that go through their checkpoints. In fact, their own tests show that they miss somewhere in the range of 60 to 90% of bomb parts that come through and various other weapons.
By their own red team.
Right. But they're there, and people put up with their crap, and it's just eventually, with all the different airports we have around the country, story after story of just awful, awful treatment on the part of the government for regular Americans, also international travelers, also customs as well. But this just abusive treatment, these stories continue to come out. And
I thought we were going to have a positive story.
It is a positive story.
Okay.
It's about a guy that stood up to the TSA.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
The story is from LouRockwell.com. Becky Akers reports. She says, "Ah, the Nazis. Modern America knows few epithets more vile. You can insult a man's mother, wish rape on him, liken him to the hinder of the alimentary canal, but don't compare him to Germany's totalitarians, even if he works for their contemporary counterparts, unless you want a fight and a frisk from the TSA. Darren Derrick was very late for his flight out of Tampa International Airport to Detroit. How late? Well, he checked in 38 minutes before the scheduled departure."
Which, by the way, before the old TSA ever rose reared their ugly head, I used to show up about 40 minutes before a flight to leave at TIA, that same airport.
And it was more than enough time.
There was plenty.
"Well, the TSA's warrantless searches impede travel now, and we serfs are expected to revise our schedules accordingly. Our rulers recommend we waste at least 2 hours in the airport. It's our own fault if we flout their orders and miss our flight. Ergo, when our 39-year-old engineer huffed into the airport, he found a long snaking line to the security checkpoint. So he approached a line attendant. Imagine that as resume fodder. 2006 to 2008, line attendant. Stand around in uniform, look fat, dumb, and hippie. Pretend passengers are terrorists. Scowl and yell in bullying tones while disregarding individuals seeking assistance. Plan best route for own escape in case real terrorists show up someday. Anyway, poor Darren asked this cretin if he could move ahead of the others, and she ignored him. Of course, she's too busy doing nothing. Eventually, Darren made it to the X-ray machine, where he placed his laptop inside its case on the belt and went through the metal detector. An officer informed him the computer and case had to go through again separately. Those wimpy rays apparently don't see through Christmas paper either, prompting the TSA to command travel with unwrapped gifts. If a wrapped gift sets off an alarm, TSA security officers will need to unwrap the gift to resolve the alarm. Lois Lane must have hoped Superman's vision was this feeble. Our hero had endured enough nonsense by now. He then told the supervisor that screeners were going to make him late for the plane by using their, this is his quote, Nazi-style police state tactics. That's what he said to the TSA security screener. Now, Darren might not realize it, but he was paraphrasing a Supreme Court justice who knew a thing about Nazis. Robert Jackson had represented the United States at the Nuremberg trials. 4 years later, while deciding Bringar versus the United States, he extolled the Fourth Amendment, saying, "These rights, I protest, are not mere second-class rights, but belong in the catalog of indispensable freedoms. Among deprivations of rights, none is so effective in cowing a population, crushing the spirit of the individual, and putting terror in every heart. Uncontrolled search and seizure is one of the first and most effective weapons in the arsenal of every arbitrary government." Or, as Darren succinctly put it, police state. The TSA boasts more Nazi ties. There, its parent bureaucracy, the Department of Homeland Security, or there is its parent bureaucracy. Even neoconservative cheerleader Peggy Noonan tisked its demonic echoes in an otherwise supportive column for the Wall Street Journal, saying, "The name Homeland Security grates on a lot of people, understandably. Homeland isn't really an American word. It's not something we used to say or say now. It has a vaguely Teutonic ring.
We must help the Führer protect the homeland.
Yeah, it really doesn't sound right. Homeland security, it's always grated against me. You know, it's too close to the fatherland or Mother Russia.
Yeah. In fact, there's nothing vague about Homeland's Teutonic ring. It clearly and horrifically tolls Third Reich. Wikipedia points out that Homeland is translated as Heimatland, and this was a term used by the Nazis to refer to the German fatherland. So it's really directly linked to the term fatherland. Wow. It was also the name of a strongly pro-Nazi magazine edited by William Weiss during the rise of the Nazi Party in Germany. I'll be the first to agree that George Bush makes bubblegum look intelligent. Still, it's hard to believe his administration chose the term unwittingly. So, you might think that the TSA would be flattered when alert customers like Darren note the connection. But modern Nazis spur their progenitor. The TSA supervisor, a Florida National Guard member, and Iraq War vet blew up. "I don't have to listen to your S and being called a Nazi," he said. According to a TSA report dated Tuesday, two officers detailed to watch for suspicious behavior then decided that Derek, and not the goon who blew up, was a heightened concern individual, said the TSA spokes bureaucrat. They directed him to additional screening, a body pat-down, and a scan with a handheld metal detector, despite the fact that federal law enforcement officials have long and vehemently denied targeting dissidents. These liars met their match in Darren. He refused to give his phone number, nor did he agree to have the pat-down in a private room, noting the case of a woman who died while being detained at the Phoenix airport.
Yeah.
Talked about that.
Sounds like he's done a little bit of his research.
Yeah. Way to go, Darren. This guy wins our Patriotic Passenger Award. Not only did he decline to cooperate with murderers, he called them on their crimes. His prize? The supervisor had airport police escort Derek from the terminal. Could have been worse. Leviathan often imprisons or kills revolutionaries who tell the truth. Meanwhile, the TSA lived up to Darren's charge. Its report concluded that Derek's frustration made him a victim of himself. Ridiculous regulations, supervisors throwing tantrums, and vengeful minions had nothing to do with it, apparently. Chillingly, officers followed all procedures. In other words, the TSA's procedures call for punishing passengers who refuse to cringe. Add the First Amendment to the Second and Fourth as ones this unspeakably evil agency has gutted. But at least America's Nazis are fastidious. They said in their report the supervisor will receive a corrective action for using profanity. You certainly don't want a thug shouting vulgarities as he tramples the Constitution. Darren's valor continues. He might actually turn out to be a Ron Paul voter, which accords with his all-around good sense. He said, "I didn't go into the airport and yell terrorist," he said. "It's the system. Everyone is treated like a criminal. It's dehumanizing." And he's absolutely right.
That's great.
And congratulations to him. I don't know if necessarily for calling them Nazis. That's probably what brought the trouble down in the first place. But when they were demanding information from him for refusing to turn it over, and he managed to walk away unscathed.
Yeah, you know, I can understand where he gets the term Nazi. Mm-hmm. You know, it's definitely it is a harbinger, as far as I'm concerned. The TSA is a harbinger of a totalitarian government to come. It's softening the citizens up for checkpoints elsewhere,
sure,
and perhaps house to house searches, that kind of thing. The sort of thing that Nazis would have done, except that, well, we're not gassing any Jews or anybody else. There's no ethnic cleansing going on in the United States, and likely there won't be.
The Jews didn't know they were gassing the Jews either.
It's true they didn't, and nor did the German citizens at the time.
But no, there aren't any mass disappearance cases quite
right.
Yet.
It seems very unlikely to me. So it's the people that would be, you know, the people that are participating in this. You can't convince that in fact they are Nazis, because there are no Jews being gassed.
Mm.
Right. Even though technically he is right when he says Nazi style police state tactics for these people is very inflammatory. They don't understand the essence of what he's saying, and they don't get it, the fact that the Nazis did do this sort of thing in addition to a lot of really other really terrible things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not likely the TSA is hiring the most well-versed in history.
No,
either.
Definitely not.
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Otherwise, they might figure out that history is repeating itself, in a way. You can bring up anything. I know, Gardner, you've got a handful of things relating to
TSA,
the airport.
TSA all the way, man.
Free Talk Live.
It's almost Valentine's Day, and you can't get your wife or girlfriend just anything, it has to be meaningful. Because believe me, nothing will get you in more trouble than a thoughtless gift. You have to show her you know her. And no one makes that easier than Vermont Teddy Bear.
They have bears for every type of woman. There's the kissing cowboy bear, the let's get naked bear, the horny devil bear, and even the Latin lover bear. Whether she likes sports, dancing, or working in the garden, you can show her you know her with a Vermont Teddy Bear.
I've even picked one out for my wife. The Prisoner of Love, officially licensed Elvis Presley bear. He's wearing a striped convict shirt and doing one of the King's signature dance moves.
Bears start at just $49, a small price to pay for something that she'll love forever and ever. You can't say that about flowers. This Valentine's Day, get the perfect gift for the perfect girl. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. Order now and have her bear delivered right on Valentine's Day. Guaranteed. No one makes it easier to show her you know her. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. And please tell them you heard about them from Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our 1 hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. And you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And guard.
And Martin.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away. So enjoy those on us, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just head on over to freetalklive.com. Grab them right off the front page. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. No hoops to jump through. Just free archives. Free Talk Live. AdamEve.com. Movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off. AdamEve.com/talk. Still to come here, more on the airports of America with Gardner. But first, we go to the phone calls and talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Paula?
Hi, good afternoon, hon. Did you hear the power hour this morning?
No, I don't. Don't listen
okay,
to me.
So something very serious is getting ready to happen. There's also, you get a newsletter about this. The international forecaster was on.
They're getting ready to close the
small banks.
They're closing small banks?
Yeah, and they said you need to get your money out by at least April 15th.
Well, what happens if you don't get your money out by April 15th?
The FDIC, they'll have to sue you. Maybe you're not going to be able to get all of it at one time, they said, because they can't afford this. Anyway, you can get a free newsletter on this. There's a toll-free number
you
can call.
Quite an outrageous claim, Paula. You're saying they're going to shut down every small bank in America?
They said they can't afford to keep the small ones going.
Who's
that? Robert Chapman was on, and... Anyway, he gave us the news, and so anyway, some other crazy things are going
Whatever
on.
Whatever it is, I mean, I don't know much about the show you're listening to, but it sounds to me pretty incredible. I mean,
well, this has to do with the economy and what's happening.
Now, wait a minute, Paula, are you suggesting that these small banks are just going to go bottoms up without alerting their customers to that fact?
All I know is what he said, so they cannot afford to keep the smaller banks open anymore.
You know what you might want to do is just
I'm getting
question,
a newsletter
things,
on it. I'm
question
it.
Things you hear on the radio because I don't know who that guy right. is and I don't know where he gets his information.
He is a guy with the economy, and anyway, he's called the forecaster.
You got to be pretty skeptical of all that to me.
Well, I want to get the newsletter, just check it out. But I just thought I'll let you get on the website about this.
Yeah,
and there's some other stuff too going on.
That's an absurd claim. It's not even really worth
researching. Well, I'm just saying, just check into it, okay?
Nah.
That's the best thing to do.
You check into it first and then get back to us.
She's done all the checking she's going to do. I mean, you
heard it on the newsletter. I've got the newsletter, and I mean, I've already sent for it.
Just because someone puts out a newsletter, Paula, doesn't mean that
there's information in there about it.
How small, now how does one define a small bank? Is it only one branch or something with less than five branches?
Probably small, you know, not, you know, like ours here. We have like a little Putnam State Bank here.
Now,
okay?
Mark, you're a member of a credit union, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, we got a little credit union here,
too. Are credit unions also considered small banks?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what we were told this morning, and he said for people to get ready for this. And but anyway, there's some more stuff going on too.
I bet
the police are starting to do some really crazy things.
Well, that much is true.
Yeah, and they said that the judge was on this morning. He was on Fox News.
Napolitano.
Anyway, yeah, and he said for everybody to start carrying a tape recorder in their vehicle. They're stopping people for no reason, illegally charging them, making false charges on them, and all this. And he said, have a tape recorder in your car at all times.
You know what, Paula? That's the best advice you've ever given on this show. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Though tape recorders are kind of 20th century. We now have
just
these
video.
Well, video's good, but you can also get one of these audio recording devices. They're relatively small in comparison to a video camera, though video cameras are getting really small too now. And so if you have some sort of recording device with you, you're better off than without, that's for sure. Though, of course, nothing will stop the police from snatching the recording device from you and either confiscating it or smashing it on the ground. We, Mark, you and I went to the beer tasting over the weekend. The Free Staters here in the Keene area of New Hampshire have started to brew their own beer.
Tasty beer at that.
Yeah. The name of it
might be a little off-putting.
Golden Goat Scrote?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was very good beer. I had some of it with you. And we were there with Lauren Canario, who we've talked about a number of times on this show, and how she's a great civil disobedience activist.
Yeah.
There was one incident that happened last year with Lauren when she was walking up toward the Ed and Elaine Brown house. As you may recall, Ed and Elaine Brown were holding out the feds, trying to prevent themselves from being arrested and taken to federal prison on tax evasion charges. But that's not the story. The story is how Lauren was trying to go and visit Ed and Elaine, and as she was walking down the road, the federal government goons that had decided to put up a roadblock on the little county road that was outside of Ed and Elaine Brown's house, they told her that, she wasn't allowed to go to Ed and Elaine's property, and she said, well, that's fine. I'm just going to take a walk. She didn't say for sure she was going to their property, so she tried to walk past their little roadblock, and it was at that point that they arrested her. and confiscated her video camera and her videotape inside the camera. She has yet to see the return of her tape or her camera. They still have it. And it's been months. It's been like 6 months at least since that incident occurred. And apparently it's not Lauren's camera anymore.
Not charged for it, right?
Right. No, she wasn't charged or anything like that. Apparently, yeah, because they let her out of jail that night.
Right.
They arrested her, took her to the local jail, and they let her out. No charges filed. But they took her camera. Now, that's theft, isn't it? Isn't that stealing? I mean, is it just me? Or
well, if you get enough people to back you up, then I guess it's not theft.
Then it's the will of the majority, right?
Yeah, it's perfectly acceptable. I mean, they did it in Russia and Germany, so why not here? You know, private property is really meaningless if it causes it's a thorn in the side of the group mentality. I mean, you can't have that.
So yes, good advice. Have a recording device with you, though having an expensive recording device with you might be risky. In that if you lose it, you're out your cash and there's nothing you can do.
You know, so maybe what you ought to do is have a recording device, have two recording devices, one sort of hidden, one more in plain view, say in your car or something, so that when the cops take the first one, you've got it on recorded that they've taken the first one and then they don't realize that they've missed the second one.
That would be going the extra mile, and you're right. Most cops would probably think they got your camera or they got your audio recording device and not consider looking for another.
And then maybe you'd need a third one just in case the cops start to catch on. Then you'd have a third one pointed at the second one, and then you sort of...
Well, eventually the cops do catch on, at least to some extent. There's a guy at CheckpointUSA.org, his name's Terry, who's been recording his encounters with the Border Patrol at this internal checkpoint, which is not on the border, but about 40 miles north of the border on a road that doesn't even intersect with the border. It's just an internal checkpoint where they're demanding people give up their identification and their citizenship. What country are you from is the question that they ask when you get pulled over. And he makes a point of never answering their question. He always bats it back with questions back at them. And we played some of the audio on the show, but he's finally started a YouTube channel. And again, it's CheckpointUSA.org. The blog is definitely what you want to take a look at. But the YouTube channel is also named CheckpointUSA. And he's been posting newer videos recently. Now, they haven't been quite good enough to put on the air, but the most recent one was interesting because now they're harassing him when he gets pulled over. They must have done some digging, and now they're waving at him and calling him by name, saying things like, "Hey, Terry," and waving at him, and they're taking pictures of him now because he was videotaping them. So it's kind of weird what's going on down there, yet they still can't force him to answer the question about his citizenship. It's kind of interesting how that's developing. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Mark and Dave all on the way. Your calls as well. Whatever you bring up, plus Gardner, will give us an update on what's happening in the nation's airports. Some new regulations coming down for international travelers, which, of course, is going to drive even more of them away from this country. They're not going to come back.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The healing formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. Sickles CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. Go and get interactive for free. It's wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
800-259-9231. Still to come, more about the airports, but we continue with your phone calls for now. It's Mark in Florida. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Guard and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hi, Mark. Ian Guard.
Hey.
How are y'all doing? I wanted to ask you, what do y'all think of Firefly for opening people up to liberty?
Guard's going to have to answer this one because I've never seen it. It's on my rental list right now.
Oh, man, and you picked a good one.
I think Ian needs to visit BitTorrent for that one there.
Yeah, BitTorrent.
It's on my rental list. It'll get to me eventually.
And this, okay. Although this might be one that, you might want Joss Whedon, even though he's not a libertarian, to get the money for, because it's such a great achievement. The entire series is a wonderful way, I think, to introduce people to the themes of freedom, even if on an introductory level, because the show really is really for more intermediate or long-term libertarians who've been involved with the philosophy a lot, to be able to recognize all of the references and all the drops that are in there. I mean, they've even got drops to the fallen statue of Stalin in one of the episodes that they have. There's so much stuff in there about legalized prostitution, unions, government involvement with schooling, with medical care, all sorts of things that at various levels I think you can introduce people to the ethics of freedom But you can also, if they stick with it, if they, you know, read some things about libertarian philosophy, you can also go back, revisit it, and find even extra stuff to go in there. And it's funny you brought it up, because on the 21st, I'm going to be speaking at one of our local borders in New Hampshire here in our state capitol, and presenting scenes from Firefly and Serenity to the audience, because I have this piece in this book called Finding Serenity. So, yeah, I mean, you picked one of the best ones for freedom out there. You couldn't do better, really.
So, now, what would you recommend, Mark? Should I watch Serenity, the movie, first, or should I just start with the TV series?
Start with the TV series. Watch the whole TV series, because the movie takes place after the TV series. But if you watch the movie first, you can still get caught up on what's going on. Either
that's
one.
That's the way I did it, too. I had not had a chance to see it, Ian, and it was wild, because...
Hey,
you're right
there
in the background there, my man.
That is Jack, my 9-month-old son.
Hey.
And
right.
Mark, Jack is a good name for a little boy there.
It's pretty it's getting popular. It's very popular in Australia and England, but it's not nearly as popular in the United States.
Well, if there was ever a good reason to have a name, then pick the most popular one. Huh?
well,
it's like
jump
a
on the bandwagon,
Jack. You know, F. Paul Wilson. You can name.
I didn't pick it for that reason. My wife happens to like it. That's the reason.
Oh, so
we like
to go
too.
With Jack.
Yeah, Jackson Stewart and Jack Edgington.
Oh.
All right,
well,
so Mark, any other thoughts on
the reason I asked that
line?
Question is, yeah, because a couple of weeks ago there was a poll someplace asking if they thought Firefly was canceled because of their pro-freedom message, because it was a Fox show, and we all know how Fox loves freedom. And it generated a discussion on one of the Browncoat boards, the Southeast Browncoats Yahoo groups. And it generated the best online discussion I have ever seen about freedom. It did not devolve into name-calling or anything.
Well, it is one of the best programs for freedom. That and I think The Prisoner with Patrick McGoohan, which is actually, I would say Prisoner is probably the best because it's so abstract and wild and unusual. But Firefly has such heart, and they could go into the characters a little more than Prisoner could, because The Prisoner... the characters, you can't find out about them because they're all former spies. That's the mystery of the show. So it's really just an adventure-driven story with some hidden mysteries that you are revealed in the end of the series. But with Firefly, I entered into it watching Serenity, having not seen an episode. I went with a group of Free Staters. I loved it. I loved the themes of the film. I just thought, boy, this is just terrific. It's such a great analogy to the states versus the central government, or individuals themselves against the state. And then I watched the series afterwards. A friend lent it to me, and a girl I was dating helped get me set up to do this piece for.
Mark, we gotta let you go. Thanks for the call.
That's
tonight.
Fine.
Appreciate
okay.
it. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Gardner.
Yeah, yeah.
Interrupt.
Well, anyway, if anybody gets a chance, I wrote a piece on the libertarian themes of freedom in Firefly and Serenity, and it's in this book called Serenity Found.
So I don't get it. You said that the guy that wrote the show isn't a libertarian.
No, he's not. He's the guy
but
who
yet
did Buffy
the
Vampire
named
Slayer.
Off, it's you named off so many different examples.
I can't explain it to you. I interviewed Jane Espenson, and she was one of the co-producers of the program. She was the person who edited the book, that Serenity Found mm-hmm. book that I was in. And I wrote this article, and she said, you know, until I read your article, I hadn't thought about all those themes that were in there. So
really?
Obviously they can be missed by people.
Yeah.
But it's fascinating because once you start to see these themes, they're so explicit and so overt, you can't believe that Joss Whedon is not a libertarian.
And you're sure that he's not?
I'm pretty sure he's not. They have all sorts of stuff in there. It's pro-gun. It's pro-privateering. Everything about the character Mal, he's essentially an anarchist, anarcho-capitalist. Everything he does is on a handshake for commerce. There's even a guy who is like him, who opposes a lot of the government rules, but sets up his own unfortunate rules on his own little moon, where he's like a tin pot dictator, mm-hmm. and he tries to liken himself to Mal, the main character, and he says, oh, yeah, you know, I'll oppose any of these government laws that are bad for my family. And Mal's like, oh, yeah, yeah, we really understand each other, wink, wink, because this guy sets up his own terrible rules that help his family in his little tin pot dictatorship on this moon. They even show the difference between the legalized prostitutes who are unionized and they're legally granted the monopoly by the government, and those who are not, who are still trying to scrape together and survive without being part of the union, and they're not really legal compared to the other ones. It's absolutely amazing what they do in this show. It is one of the most pro-free market stories ever written. And
so do you believe in the conspiracy that Mark suggested that they took it off the air because it was too pro-freedom?
Well, let me tell you. I'll tell you. Given the success of Joss Whedon, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Angel, I mean, two very popular shows. They aired the second episode, not the debut episode, but the second episode of the series first, which was a mistake. The second episode didn't introduce the characters the same way as the first one did. It didn't give you the setup of how this sort of totalitarian space system got created.
Okay.
And that was a mistake. It could have been just because of ratings, but heck, they've gone with a lot of other shows. Fox is usually pretty well known on giving shows a real chance, and they didn't give this show a chance. The only thing that allowed this show to survive was the fan reaction that allowed them to get the impetus to get the money to make the movie, to finish off the entire story. It is a great, compact, it's something you're going to keep for years. It's so good.
Amazing. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Fox could have. I wouldn't put it past
So them. You're saying that maybe they would not have identified the pro-freedom themes, perhaps on a read of the script or on an early view? I mean, how could that have slipped past? It just seems kind of paranoid to me to suggest that they would let it have 13 episodes or however many episodes it ended up having and not pull the plug early once they realized, this is too pro-freedom.
No, it's funny. You're right, because in the second episode is called Train Job, and that's a story that explicitly talks about the decentralization of power and how inefficient centralized decision-making is, specifically in trying to get some sort of medicine to people who live in a far-off world, and they're getting shafted by the central authorities, and the storyline is just terrific in it. But what's interesting is, so right at the start, they had a sort of concept of central authority is bad. You know, that was from the very beginning. I don't know why, but it does get more and more overt against central authority
as
they
goes
go
on.
Along. So it's possible that Fox started to get a little worried about it.
Very cool. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Still on the way, Dave in Ohio, plus your calls about anything. And Gardner will update us on the airport situation. In addition, later tonight, smokehouses are starting to appear across the country. We'll explain what those are. You might be able to guess. It's Free Talk Live. You know what your special lady really wants on Valentine's Day? She wants you to spoil her. Show her you appreciate all she does all year long. And give her the gift of relaxation, a pajamagram from pajamagram.com. A pajamagram is a creative and original way to make her happy.
Picture this for a moment, gentlemen. She receives the gift on Valentine's Day. It's delivered in a beautiful hat box she'll love. It's so nice you don't even have to wrap it. It's got a little lavender sachet, a gift card, and a do not disturb sign. Inside is a set of cute, high-quality pajamas or lingerie. Now, who looks like Mr. Thoughtful? I'm just trying to make you the hero on Valentine's Day here, man. Pajamagram.com.
Shop now and have your pajamagram delivered overnight or right on Valentine's Day. Trust me, guys, women want to be spoiled on Valentine's Day. And this is a gift you'll both love. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or visit pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. And please tell them you heard about it from Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic.
Tapteo is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tapteo allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tapteo enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tapteo and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. It's that simple. You just get your shopping done in over 41 categories. You know Amazon. They're the largest internet retailer in the world with a huge selection. Great free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and a percent of your sale will go to Free Talk Live. In addition, Soviet-style central planning, as you well know, doesn't work. So what's the best way to reach out to Liberty Lovers? Is it Google Ads, direct mail, advertising on Free Talk Live? Well, only you know best. You choose what project is worthy of your dollar by going to freestateproject.org/donate and choose how you want to contribute. That's freestateproject.org/donate. 800-259-9231. So, Gardner, you said you had another comment on this Firefly Serenity.
Yeah, you know, the debate about whether Fox might have been involved with the pulling the plug, typically people will tell you, look, it's all financial. If a show is really being
making money, right?
Yeah. If it's making money, they'll keep it on. But you got to remember, you know, this is Rupert Murdoch we're talking about here, and the neocons have been very involved with the Fox thing. I don't know. I suspect that they didn't decide because it was politically driven or something like that. But if people do get an opportunity to watch the show, they'll see that not only do they question the government's involvement in private financial affairs, they question government schools, they question government health care. And in so many ways, it is such a purely libertarian show. If anybody knows whether or not Joss Whedon is a libertarian, I suspect he is not. I don't think he is. I know he's anti-war, that's for sure. Just, you know, drop me a line or, you know, get in touch with me at CLGGRANDE.
I have something here. I don't know if it's too explicit, but a quote from a Reason article about the show
says,
Whedon, a quote from Whedon is, Mal is one of the characters, if not a Republican, certainly a libertarian. He's certainly a less government kind of guy. He's the opposite of me in many ways.
Wow, that is what a gutsy guy to have. I mean, this is just a huge hero. This guy's like the best.
Why would you, if you aren't a libertarian, why would you write a show about liberty or libertarian ideas Why would you promote that if you aren't a libertarian?
If something, God forbid, if something terrible were to happen to Joss Whedon, I mean, I would remember him very fondly for putting together some great entertainment with Buffy the Vampire Slayer and with Angel at times. But he would go down in history, I think, for anybody sentimentally as a guy who helped promote the cause of freedom. That would be on his tombstone. I mean, the guy, it is such a great show. It'll get you choked up at times thinking about how explicit they are. And I just want to remind people that that book, Serenity Found, it's over at Amazon. And if you get it, that article I wrote, there's a lot in there, but I wasn't able to even include everything.
Sure.
So it's a great show. It's just a great show for freedom. And, you know, we'll talk about it for people in New Hampshire or whatever. I'll post a link on the Liberty Conspiracy site so you can find out, you know, when and where I'll be talking about it. And we'll watch scenes together and have, you
sounds
know,
like fun. Juice.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
That's your website, by the way, libertyconspiracy.com. As we continue with Dave in Ohio. Dave, listening on WAIS. Hello.
Hi, guys. I would never send my kids to government school.
Me neither. Yeah.
Yeah. When I know you're going to disagree with me because I know you're not a believer like I am, but I'm not a pushy believer.
Oh, Mark's a believer, and I think Gardner's a believer if you're talking about a God, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But when I was in sixth grade, they took prayer out of school, and that's when things started going downhill.
Well, that, you know, that's the thing about liberty, though, when it comes to school. I don't personally think that kids that... that every kid should be required to pray in schools, and you may think differently, but we should all be able to send our kids where we want to send them. And I went to a school for 9 years where they prayed every day, several times a day in school. And, you know, I would send my kid to that school if that was if I was in that general vicinity, simply because I think it's the best school in the area.
I think that, you know, when did you say that was? What year was that, Dan?
1980, 81,
that area. Oh, the schools went downhill way before that, man. Yeah. I'll just refer you to John Taylor Gatto's Inside American Public Education. Also, you can look up probably the preeminent guy is Sam Blumenfeld. Sam Blumenfeld, Is Public Education Necessary, is one of his best books. But in 19...
Yeah, let me write that down.
Yes, please do. Sam Blumenfeld, he's in his 80s. He was one of my dad's best friends when my dad worked in the Reagan administration trying to eliminate the Department of Education.
It started to go down when they created the Department of Education in the 1950s.
It went down when they decided that they needed to model the school system after the Prussian system in the late 1800s. Even before then, Sam traces it all the way back to the Unitarians in Massachusetts at Harvard University, who wanted to start up ways to try to inculcate people in the Unitarian theme.
Now, was the name of the book?
It's called Is Public Education Necessary? And his last name is Blumenfeld.
There you go, Dave. Thanks for the call.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
Dave,
you.
Please.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And Sam Blumenfeld has gotten his hands on internal meetings of some of the teachers' unions' meetings and some of the people who drive these things, going all the way back to John Dewey and Horace Mann and all these names that you hear of as the typical bad guys in government education. And they certainly are. Not only are they, but he also found that in some of their meetings, they had very, very strict intentions about how they had to split the American populace up into groups. One would be the controllers, the intellectuals,
the
thinkers,
yeah,
the elites. The other would be the blue-collar workers,
it really,
and they would
seems
be ill-educated.
To me, when you look at school, here's a completely unnatural system where you put kids together in a big group, group them off by ages so that they don't learn to act like kids older than them or anything like that.
Right.
They sit there. Most of school it seems to be, especially in high school, it seems to be more about shut up, what's your name, raise your hand when you're, don't speak out of turn.
Right.
You know,
order.
Control.
It's really about control. And, you know, I question a lot of the things that they teach in high school.
Make sure you're in class by the time the bell rings.
Yeah, there's the bell that controls
people.
And
one of the worst things, especially you guys with your child, anybody who has a child now, Sam Blumenfeld in the late 60s, this is why it goes way back into the 1930s and 40s, when they started with the Dick and Jane books, Sam Blumenfeld traces the so-called whole language look-say method of reading,
okay,
which instead of teaching phonics, the Horace Manns and the teachers' unions and a lot of these people who were involved in trying to bring in the Prussian model and split people up based on the workers, the intellectuals, and things like that, they knew there would be one group that would just learn how to read anyway. But they intentionally tried to teach kids a different way of reading called whole language, look, say, or sight reading. It's been given all these different words. The Dick and Jane books were the start of it, where they, instead of teaching kids how to read phonetically by splitting the words into syllables, sounding the syllables off, so if you have the word doctor, you sound out the D-O-C, doc, the T-O-R, tour, and then if you see doctoral or doctorate, you might not know what it means, but you can put it together and sound it out, and you can look it up. Instead of doing that, which is the key, because it's a phonetically based sound symbol system, the alphabet, instead of doing that, they give kids blocks of words, just words, as if they're pictograms, and they say, this word is doctor, this word is dinosaur. I met a kid 6.5 years old, God's honest truth, with his grandmother, where I'm working part-time at this bookstore. She comes in, do you have any books on sharks? He loves sharks. 6.5-year-old kid. And I said, yeah, come on over here. Oh, no, he has some problems. I said, wait a minute, ma'am. I wrote the word doctor down, just like I told you guys. And I said, hey, buddy, can you tell me what this word is? He looked at it, and he said, dinosaur? He was seeing the D and the R. He was trying to guess at what it was. He knew a word that he liked, dinosaur. Then I split it. I said, man, this kid's not being taught phonics. He's got no problems at all. He doesn't have any physiological problems. And this kid's going to be tracked and drugged, and his life is going to be screwed unless you listen to me right now. And I put down D-O-C, and I had him sound it out. And I put down T-O-R on another piece of paper, and I had him sound it out. And then I put them together. I said, now can you tell me what it says? And it was like lights went off. He goes, doctor! And I was like, yes. I said, get the
Gardner Goldsmith accomplishes in 5 minutes what his English class couldn't accomplish in 5 years.
Sam wrote a book in the late 60s called The New Illiterates and How to Prevent Your Children from Becoming, How to Your Child from Becoming One of Them. Sam Blumenfeld. And he predicted this was going to happen. He predicted kids were going to get diagnosed with physiological problems and drugged and all these things. And it's because of the government unionized establishment, they will not shake this sight reading concept. It is so stupid, and now there's a vested interest for the psychiatric profession to keep it going.
Because they want to prescribe the medicine.
Exactly. The more kids who get diagnosed with learning disabilities, the more federal money they get, the more drugs they can sell to the schools.
Wow, what a mess.
It's an absolute, absolute tragedy. And it's because of the government school systems.
Mark, you're making the right decision, keeping your kid out. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still to come, the latest on the airport situation. The totalitarianism continues. Also on the way, Special Agent Chris is on the line. And Dan, your calls, too, if you make them. 800-259-9231. Hour 2 coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.